Battalion police say they've detained an Algerian man wanted by Belgian authorities for alleged involvement for facilitating false identity documents used by suspects linked to recent deadly attacks in Brussels and Paris. News of the man's detention near Salerno came amid ongoing grief and political tensions in Belgium following the attacks at the Brussels airport and at a subway train station that killed at least 31 people and injured hundreds of others. Stefan Boss has this report.
A planned mass rally to remember the victims of Brussels' worst terror attacks in recent history was cancelled amid security concerns. Yet, still, people spent part of Easter Sunday at a square in front of Brussels' historic Stock Exchange building. The candles are not yet burning, this child says. Nearby, people gathered there to sing, write chalk messages, or to lay flowers.
Vooral omdat dinsdag een half uur voor de gebeurtenissen in Maalbeek dat mijn vrouw en mijn
This man, Alvin, says I came here especially because just a half hour before the attack at the Maalbeek metro station, my wife and daughter were passing the station. They go there every day to go to work or to go to school. Such an attack has impacted us a lot. Sunday's commemoration came amid reports that Italian police detained an Algerian man near Salerno who was wanted by Belgian authorities for alleged involvement in a Belgium-based network of false identity documents used by suspects implicated in the Paris and Brussels attacks. Officials said police noted the man when he applied for a residence permit, as he had the same name as a man sought by Belgium. Yet, despite another success in an ongoing anti-terror operation, pressure is increasing on the Belgian government to explain police and intelligence failures. The company running the Brussels metro subway system says it did not receive an order to evacuate stations before the devastating deadly attack at the Maalbeek station killed more than a dozen people near the European Union headquarters. Belgian Interior Minister Jan Jambon told Belgian television that an investigation is ongoing.
Ik zeg u dat wij kort voor
He says just before 9 o'clock, the crisis center decided it would be good to halt the metro operations, and that was communicated to the railway police. However, he adds it is important not to have tensions over this now. He says it is crucial that first a parliamentary investigative committee is allowed to do its work. Yet, for the survivors and those who lost loved ones, all that remains are messages of sadness, solidarity and grief. Officials say the messages left for victims of the bomb attack at the Brussels subway station are being collected for storage in the Belgian capital's archives. The messages were being laid Sunday on kitchen paper to dry after overnight rain and carefully stacked for transport. Those that can't be taken for safekeeping are photographed. In the words of Catholic priest Philip Sandstrom, archives are always important for life and for the future. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.